News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, and of course, the big stories of the week is the mother and baby home report. We did hear from Catherine Corliss at 7 o'clock on the show this morning. And for more on this, I'm joined now by Sinn Féin President Mary Lou MacDonald. Mary Lou, can I ask you, first of all, what do you think should happen now? I mean, we've come a long way in terms of, we know what the report says, we've heard apologies, etc. But where do we go from here in order to support and, I suppose, empower survivors?
Good morning, Ciara. Well, I think obviously there needs now to be a very deep and wide consultation with survivors and with their advocates. And I understand that the government has committed to that. That needs to be real and it needs to happen very, very speedily. I also think that there's movement needed very quickly on the whole issue of access to data. And you will remember in your listeners a number of short weeks ago when there was a huge controversy at any suggestion that the government would seal the archive from the mother and baby homes, and public opinion prevailed and that the government gave way. But the reality is, Ciara, that still people face just the most enormous obstacles in accessing their own personal files, their early childhood records, their birth certs, and that needs to stop. And there's different views legislatively as to what needs to happen to give effect to that. Many people argue that it is just about the proper application of the current law, of the GDPR law. But whatever remedy is judged to be necessary, it needs to happen really, really quickly, because I know from speaking with survivors and their advocates over many, many years, aside from the obvious need for social support, psychological support, all of those pieces, it really is access to records, files, to knowledge, to truth, that is the big escaping hole. And then secondly, I would say, in all of those sites, Tuam, I mean, you spoke to Catherine, so obviously in Tuam, there is an issue around the remains of hundreds of infants. But equally in other places, in Bessborough and Shanross, yeah, and elsewhere, there are babies laid to rest, and mothers and families who know that their child or their relative is buried at that location. They don't know precisely where. And that's agonising for people. And that needs to be resolved really quickly too.
No doubt. So social supports, maybe a change or an enforcement of the adoption legislation so that all their information isn't redacted. Excavation, respectful excavation of the sites. What about money?
And it's not just redaction, Ciara. It's full access to all of the documents and files. And yes, money, to answer your question. Yes, I think it would be a big mistake for the state to take a very narrow view in terms of financial support and compensation. I think there needs to be a full assessment of those affected by these horrific abuses, and then an effective, and by the way, an efficient scheme to assist, to support. I'm not even going to use the word compensate, Ciara, because I don't know how you compensate taking her child.
But nonetheless, financial,
yes, absolutely,
support in some way. What did you make of Micheál Martin's apology, Mary Lou?
I thought that he was sincerely expressing sorrow and regret. And my God, who wouldn't? I think there was an issue from a number of days prior to the apology or even the publication of the report, in the fact that there was a deliberate leak of some of that report and an attempt to kind of manage the narrative early out. That never fosters a good environment for a report like this. I think it's problematic that the report, and then the Taoiseach and other members of government, sought to kind of apportion blame, in inverted commas, in a number of different directions and to Irish society as a whole. And we know full well that Irish society has been and remains deeply imperfect, and it was judgmental and narrow and conservative, all of those things that we know. But, you know, the reality is that this vast network of institutions involved with young girls and women and their babies, and the adoption system in Ireland, all of that happened on the watch of the state, regulated by the state, funded by the state.
The 8 o'clock news, Mary Lou, we had Seamus Mulconroy, who is the General Secretary of the Catholic Primary School Management Association, who said on air, he was born in a mother and baby home, and he said, I do blame the government aspect and the church aspect, but there was a societal aspect. He said, my father was who put me in that home. And so are we not trying to absolve ourselves to some extent of our own culpability? And it's nice and tidy to suggest that it's all down to church and state. But many families did let their daughters down badly.
Look, there is no doubt that society let women and girls down very badly. And in some respects, you can still look to Irish society and still raise areas where women and girls and children and the poor are still failed badly. But I'm making a slightly different point, Ciarán. It's this. Ultimately, we rely on the state, on the law to protect our rights as citizens. So there's huge criticism for the churches, the Catholic churches, the Protestant denominations, and correctly so. And they, by the way, need to carry their weight and carry their load in terms of redress and recompense. And all of that is absolutely correct. Criticism for Irish social norms and standards, absolutely. But ultimately, it is not any private organisation or society generally which is charged with protecting people's most basic rights. That falls to the state.
Do you accept the findings in the report?
I'm still working my way through it. I have a very, very jaundiced view of some of it. For me, the assertion that there was no such thing as forced adoptions is just not true. It doesn't tally with so many of the stories that I've heard, not just from women, you know, or survivors, but from adopted people themselves. That doesn't add up. The assertion that there was no abuse, I think stands just in stark contradiction to much of the testimony from the women. And
so you have reservations about the findings?
I do. And I say that with all due respect to those who are on the commission. We're working our way through the report. But I have to say that those remarks and findings don't tally with the testimony.
Would you agree with that?
Pardon me?
Sorry, Deputy Breed Smith says we should reject the findings within the report. Would you agree with that?
Well, I think it has now deliberated and it's now been delivered. I think our next job of work is to take what we can, particularly from the findings and recommendations, to talk to the victims, the survivors, their advocates. That's where I ultimately will take my best advice from. And then I think the bigger question for us is not now so much the report itself, because that's a narrative or an account in the generality, in the big scope of what happened.
Okay.
And it's their view as they see it. But bear in mind, within that, there's each individual story, each mother, each family.
I just want to
we need to pursue justice for them.
Briefly ask you before you go, the pandemic, obviously the case numbers are high. A lot of criticism about the pace of the vaccine rollout, Mary Lou. What's your view on that?
Yes, I'm hearing a lot of that, and I can understand people's anxieties, and we have to get this right, Ciara, and we need to ensure that we have the supply side right, and then crucially that we have the right mechanisms of distribution to distribute safely and efficiently the vaccine. We have suggested, for example, that although AstraZeneca, which we all know will be the game changer, because it can be distributed by GPs yes. and pharmacists, that we actually get the supplies of that vaccine into the state now and await its clearance by the European authorities, which I hope happens.
If we were to do that and they don't clear it, then we've spent money, we've wasted time, and you would, in fairness, be the first to criticise us doing something like that should it all go wrong.
Well, no, I mean, I think we realise, all of us, that we are in a crisis situation. I mean, I don't have to recount for you the numbers yeah. associated with the surge. There is now a real public anxiety that the vaccines are rolled out quickly. We have to do this. Okay. This vaccine has been cleared and is being administered 100 miles up the road in Belfast.
Cleared in, not cleared by the EU as yet. But look, I take your point and thank you for that. Indeed, that is leader of Sinn Féin there, Mary Lou MacDonald.